morning, Upper East Side. Let's meet again. Let's discuss the Inyan, which is happens from time to time in various forms. And the likelihood of happening to one of you in the past or the future is highly likely. The case is, what happens if an item of yours gets lost and you take another item? A classic example, Daven Shabbos Shachris and the Minyan, and you look for your coat, and it's gone, it's not there. It seems that someone has taken your coat. Are you allowed to take another coat? Okay, are you allowed to take, you come back half an hour later, everyone's gone, there's one coat left, are you allowed to take? So what would you think?
Yes, no, you can't.
You can't. Too long to make a right, yeah? Okay. Machlokes. Okay. So where is this halacha mentioned in Gemara? Where is it mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? So there is a halacha. If someone takes an item to a dry cleaner or to a tailor, and he comes to pick it up, and the person there, the tailor, the cleaner, says, take this talis, take this baguette, and you look at it, it's not yours. The halacha is you are allowed to take it. There's another halacha, you go to a chasana, or a leilu, a face of him, and you bring a coat, and you can't find yours, then you're not allowed to take another coat. So what's going on here? So the Poskim explained that if you go to a cleaner's or to a tailor's or to a shop and pick up a different item, and it's a different item than what you gave, what's going on? So this, what's most likely happened is that the item that someone came to a shop to this same woman and gave him his item, and he said, I would like to sell it. Could you sell it to someone, please? And give me the money. And the woman, the tailor, the dry cleaner, he made the mistake. He mixed up your item with his. So instead of selling his, he sold yours. So now yours is gone, but the item that you've been given is one where the owner really wants to sell it. He really wants to sell it. And he's got his money because the woman passed on the money to the seller. There you may take it. A very unique situation. It sounds so similar. It's half a king of the race. Woman, Shuchnoch, Simon Kuf, Lamed Vav, you're allowed to take it. Sounds spot on. No, that's a very unique situation. So much so that you have to, depends what Lashon he uses. If he says, take a talis, you take this talis, you may take it. He says, take your talis. Then you can't, because if you take your talis, then obviously he's telling you this is yours. And what happens if his wife or his children give it, then you can't take it. All because it's a unique situation. Other than that, no. And that is why this halfful of Caleb, the Beis HaMishnah, the Beis HaEvo, if other circumstances, or in the Beis HaMadrash, or Shul, or Shtibu, things get mixed up, then you may not take it. So it seems from Shulchan Aruch. Now there are two parts of this question, so let's deal with it beyond the Shulchan Aruch and see what other svaras we can mention in our cases. There are two parts of this shayla. One part is when the coat you, which is left there, is definitely not yours. So the question is, yours has been taken, can you take the other one which is left, and it's definitely not yours. That's one part. The other part of the question is, what happens if you come back and you're not sure if it's yours? You come after Daniel with one coat left, you're not sure is it yours or not yours. It's a bit different and doesn't quite look right. It could be, it could not be. Best eight is ask your wife, she'll know. But at the moment, are you allowed to take it? So we're going to start off with the first case. That means you come and your coat is missing, and the coat that is definitely not yours. Are you allowed to use it? The Ben Ish Chai, Parshas Kiseitzeh, says that if the other person, if you know the first person took your coat on purpose, delivered, they'd be allowed to. But if you made a mistake, then you're not allowed to.
How do you know?
How do you know? After and it doesn't explain what the reason is. What's the difference whether it's a purpose or by mistake? What difference is it? It doesn't explain, but that's what he says. Okay. So let's start off with a halacha which is mentioned in the Oruch HaShulchan. He discusses a situation where the minhag was that people used to come to shul, to Beis Hamedrash, to shtibul, in galoshes, in the muddy streets, bad weather, and they used to lead them outside the shul, outside the Beis Hamedrash, and frequently got mixed up. Says Oruch HaShulchan, if yours are not there, you may take someone else's. Why? Because everyone knows you put them there, they can get mixed up, and people are not makpid. So if you look at, consider this case of Oruch HaShulchan, you can imagine a shtetl, they didn't have paved road. You can imagine what the streets looked like. They were muddy and dirty. And there's no point writing your name on your galoshes because it's going to get spoiled. It's meaningless. And probably they're all the same. And they seem to be in an area outside the shul. Everyone left him there. So you can imagine, this is where everyone leaves. They're all dirt, their crystal galoshes, dirty, not much different. This one and that one. That could be pshat in Oruch HaShulchan. If that's the case, then we can't really apply it to us. However, the Heinrich Poskim do use this Oruch HaShulchan quite extensively. To quote a few, to quote the Shlomo Zalman, Auerbach, Zechayim Levocha, applies it to an umbrella. If you leave an umbrella in a Beis HaMedrash and you come back and yours is not there, someone else is there, you may be able to take it. Perhaps they're in the Shalayim, perhaps the umbrellas were cheaper and all had the same spoke missing and it was all not as much of a muchness. Perhaps, but he does like this, he does like that. The umbrellas are yours, missing, he may take someone else's based on this Oruch HaShulchan. Perhaps we can understand our coats. We would be more makpid than the galoshes of 100 years ago. Perhaps we can apply it perhaps to a sheina mantle or a sheina coat, perhaps where people are quite much of a muchness. Perhaps, no, because that would be like shenayman ibn ibn ibn, if not, then perhaps you can understand that. However, the vozn and shevet alev chelik vov, using it for a shulchan, even for a hat. Even for a hat. It's as long as it's the same size. Same size, that is. It's a different size, you can't just walk. You can't. Perhaps different between the Shabbos hat and the weekday hat. The Moshe, in Igles Moshe, or Chaim Chelik He, he applies even to a coat. He adds a bit more, not just because people are not makpid and it's got the same status as galoshes of 100 years ago in Kohelin and Litter. No, he says, because the minute it is, you're not really makpid. You're not really makpid. Again, you have to know the situation. What situation was the Moshe talking about? Was he talking about America of today, where so much thought and money goes into each item of clothing? It's difficult to know how far to extend it. Or it could be a pshat in the place, wouldn't mind someone else borrowing his coat.
Oh.
Yeah, so please, they're not so makpid. So since you're not makpid, you'd easily allow someone to use it. Therefore, we're good friends, a good item, I don't mind. Perhaps.
A lady's coat would be more makpid.
Sorry?
A lady's coat would be more makpid.
Yes, yes. So the first svar we're suggesting, we're mentioning is the svar based on HaShulchan, that the minhag was that he put this, your galoshes in this place, and then it was makpid. So although we would suggest that it is quite limited to that, but we see from the Heinrich Poskim, we do extend it. I have heard from my rabbis that do apply it. So, for example, if you've got, you're putting your tefillin on the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash, and it can happen that the box, the red box, the whatever, they sometimes get mixed up with another person. You come home, you realize it's not mine. What do you have to do? It's not something you examine, you know exactly what your box looks like. If it's faulty, then you have. But if it's assuming it's a good working order, what you do is different than yours and the others, is a potter. There are quite a few, there are four sizes of tefillin boxes. But assuming it's the same size, then you can use this svara of a person is not makpid. It's like for like, and assuming they're both in the same condition, you're not there, then you can use that. That's heter number one. Point number two. Let's assume, again, let's take this case where you come and your coat is missing. I'm saying this to stress that it could be makes a difference whether we'll call the person who's asking the Shai Shimon. Shimon comes if, and his coat is missing. So it could be, so Reuven took Shimon's coat. So there's another case where Shimon came first and took the wrong coat and he's now at home and realized he's got the wrong coat. That's slightly different. We'll start off with this case. Shimon comes to the cloakroom and his coat is gone. Reuven has taken Shimon's coat. Is he allowed to take it?
Or in your case the previous day, you say people could take them home and keep them.
According to Ocha Shulchan, he does say, Ocha Shulchan does, that's a good point, it can be keep it. Ocha Shulchan does say that they can use them until you locate the owner. Which means it's not yours, but you may hold on to it.
Right.
But if the possibility arises, and that's if you even make an effort, then you must go back and try to swap it. So, if Shimon's coat is missing, and obviously, apparently, Reuven took Shimon's coat. So Reuven has done something equivalent to Gzela. He has really stolen Shimon's coat. Now, what he's done is taken it and he's using it. The likelihood, more likely than not, Reuven, not knowing what's happened, is using Shimon's coat. So now Reuven's using Shimon's coat, perhaps he has to pay for it. You pay for it. You want to rent an item, pay for it. A lot of things are chargeable. Therefore, he owes you money for using your coat. You, Shimon, who are looking for your coat, what's happened? Reuven's taking your coat. And you, Shimon, looking for yours, at the moment Reuven's using yours, perhaps he owes you money. If he owes you money, then he could say, I can use his coat as payment of what he's using my coat. He has to pay for using my coat, and instead of taking money, I'll use his coat as payment of him using mine.
You need to ask
Mac Lechatzila for the money. And he said, I perhaps have to pay you, but I don't need to pay you by using my coat. I'll pay you money, give me the bill, I'll pay you money. But this svara is mentioned in Rabbi Yashiv. Zechir Levach said this svara. Just to understand a bit more the pshat in this svara is like this. What happens if someone steals an item, steals a car, and he returns it after a month? Does he have to pay for the usage that I used it for that month? Why not? Sorry?
Shasa Gazela,
but why not? He's used the car for free, why not? So this is a halacha, it's mentioned in Baba Tamid, outside the Zayin, Haskam Shulchan Aruch, Sim Shim Sam Kimu, that you don't have to pay. Why? There's not. Sorry? So one pshat is that it's a takonas hashavi. You want people to do tshuva, and if you're going to make him pay for the usage that he's done, he'll think twice. And it's a hard, you want to make it easy as possible. So Chachomim exempts him from paying for the learning. Another pshat is like this. Baba Kama, the Oyle may have written after me. In Baba Kama, there's a halacha that if someone, a gazlan, steals an item, and either the owner is miyayish, let the madam yish kuna, or a shinu occurs they come from a tler to an ayah. Some which consider shinui, then the gazlim is kohen. Why is the gazlim kohen? Why not a next door neighbor? What's a gazlim got a schus to be kohen at this chayfah? So that the view on this is that a person who steals something has got what's called kinyone gezela. He's got some schus in this chayfah. So he's got kinyone gezela. To some extent, he's got a right. It brings its liabilities as well. If he gets lost, he's mechuyav to pay the full amount. But he's got certain kinyonim, kinyonim gezeila in his hand. If so, since he's got kinyonim gezeila, so when he's using the item, he's using his own item. It's like using his own item. You don't have to pay for using your own item. There are two reasons why a gazlan does not have to pay for the usage of a stolen item is either a takonos hashovim. That's how the Sma explains. And others say the reason is because to some extent it is his, he's got kinyonik zela, and David doesn't have to pay.
Isn't that
kind of smarish?
You don't have to give the item back.
That's actual item. Now talking about lentil. Yeah. It's similar. If the concept shom is similar, once it's built in opinion, but this is slightly different.
I thought kinyonik zela only kicks in once it's done a shinu, I think.
Kinyonik zela is this. According to my dom, yish kaina. Why is he kaina? Why is he not? Why no one else kaina? So one chat is because of kionic zela. And also with shinui, not only, but why when the shinui occurs, why is he kaina? Why no one else? Why when a shin happened on nothing to do with him? He didn't make the shinui. Not shinamais. He didn't make the shinamais. He didn't do shinui. It just became it was a tilan. It became ayah tilan as ayah. A certain cases, some awesome. I'm just giving you that terminology. There are some things which are considered shinui, even he didn't actually do anything. Yeah, later ibu ubi giza the various points discussed in the poskim. Yeah. So the point is, the reason is kinda because not because he actually did something, but it's not ken shakaza, and therefore the person who had it, the isra. So that's halacha of kinyanik zeh. Now, going back to this case, who said this woman stole a coat, in good faith, but he took Shimon's coat. He maybe cut it like a gazlan. So if so, is he liable to pay for the schiras, for the usage? We mentioned him stole a car and he used it, except from paying the usage. So if someone took someone else's coat, does he have to pay for the schiras? This whole heter we mentioned is based on the fact that Reuven provided parents for your coat. So in exchange for that, you can take his coat as rental, as payment. But who says he's chayav? So there is a machaneh Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim discusses a case of someone who bought an item from a gazlan and he used it. Does he have to pay for the usage? Someone who bought the item, he's not a gazlan. He certainly didn't know he was doing anything wrong. Is he liable to pay for the rental? Is he like a gazlan who's also a problem? Or no? And this is a machlik, it's a shame. And the Machne Ephraim, this is in Gezeilah, Simon Tess, explains the Machlik is a Shenim. On the one hand, he didn't intend stealing it, so therefore he may be Chayiv. But on the other hand, he didn't intend using it for rental. He didn't intend renting it. The Machlik is a Shenim. Similarly in our case, this person, he stole it, B'Shoigek, he didn't know stealing, thought it was his own. Someone who took the wrong item, think it was his, is near Gazlim. It's called Gazlim B'Shoigek. And there's all those who suggest, those who discuss, a gazlan the sheikh may not have all the halachas of a gazlan. This is discussing say simon chof hey. He may not be considered a gazlan. So if he's not considered a gazlan, is he liable to pay for the rent? We'll be told on this machlokes, which the Machne Ephraim mentions, whether someone who's not using an item which is not his, but he hasn't got the severity of a gazlan, is he liable to pay the rent? So therefore, it's a mockum to say that it's a sofer where you have to pay rent. So perhaps you can it was called tzorek tfisa. You can say I'll hold on to it. Perhaps it is chayev. Therefore, I'm going to hope that you use this coat as a payment for the rent. There's another svara. It could be it's a culture of a person. Reuven took Shimon's coat. What would we tell him? You know, he got Shimon's coat, and Shimon was stuck without a coat. It was rain, it was cold. He would feel bad, feel uncomfortable. He'd say, oi, happy fella, what can I do to put it right? So he would want to pay. He would want to pay. The least I can do is to pay. So since based on this, that he would want to pay, perhaps he can use his coat as payment. So that's the second swara. The second swara, that you may be allowed to take a coat that's left there, and yours is to be taken. This is definitely not yours, because it could be that the person himself is liable to pay, or may want to pay. Therefore, you can use his coat as payment of that liability. He's chayav who he would wish to do so. There's another swara. What would happen if you find the meet up Reuven and you'd say, you know, you took Shimon's coat. And Shimon's now stuck at home with your coat, can't go out, he hasn't got a coat, it's cold. Would you allow him to use your coat? What do you think the Reuven would say? What can we say?
Yeah.
Is it unanimous?
Yeah.
Yes? I'm to blame. He's stuck there without a coat. He's got my coat in his house. Is he allowed to take it?
He's only happy that he takes his coat. He's happy. If it's pouring with rain,
no,
he's only happy.
Now, the fact, let's say it's 100%, beyond any shadow of doubt, he will allow you to allow Shem to use the coat. Does that make him mutter? Why not?
He's not kopit.
So let me ask you a question. This is highly motzui. You've got to go in a chaver's house, or even a relative's house, and you want to help yourself to a piece of cake, or to a coffee, and would you ask him, no question about it, of course, gesunte heit, but you haven't asked him. Or you've got two yeshiva bochrim, one bocher's got a jar of coffee, and a good friend of his would like to make a coffee. Would you ask him here? He says, sure, you can have. He hasn't asked him. Does that allow you to use it now? So why not?
Public place.
Sorry?
One's a public place, one's a home.
What's the difference?
The shul is a...
Alright. So the Gemara tells a story about a Mori by Issac owned a orchard. And Sia Meroem, Bazutra, Rav Ashi, and Amema came to Mori by Issac's house, and the worker brought them some fruit. So Rav Ashi and Amema made the broch and ate, and Mazuta didn't. So the discussion in Gemara, why Mazuta didn't eat, says Toisves, that would the discussion have been whether Mori by Issac would have allowed you to take? Then you would not be allowed to take. Why not? Because he hasn't permission. And this is to do with the sugya of Yiyush Shele Midas. The halacha is, if you lose an item in a situation where would you know about it, you would be miyayish, but as yet you do not know, the machloek is between a buyer and lover with Yiyush Shele Midas, before Yiyush has occurred, there is a potential that he would be miyayish, good enough. And we pass him the loy of Yiyush. It's not enough that would he know, if he would know, the question is, did he know? If he did not know, then he can't take it. Yeshua Emad Asked Rav Yish. Says Tosfos similarly, that even if you know that Mori by Issac would be more than happy that you enjoy his food or have a drink of his whatever, you're not allowed to do it because as yet he has not actively given you permission. So you can have a very good friend who would have a jar of coffee and would you ask him? He'd say yes. You may not take it according to Tosfos. The Shach in Siman Shin Nun Ches argues on Tosfos. And the Shach differentiates between Yiyush Shele Midas, which is a bedieved person who doesn't want to lose an item, and it's a bedieved, it's a difficulty, as opposed to something he actively wants. Something he would be happy to do, so the Shach that he can. So have a machloekis between Tosfos and the Shach, whether you're allowed to partake of someone else's item, knowing if you would ask, he would let, as yet he hasn't given any permission. Now come back to our case. Now our case. Would you ask him, or do you be asked, would you like Shimon to use his coat? He said, definitely. But at the moment he hasn't. Is that a heter? So even though this is a shach is meikle and Tosis is machmir, there's like two exceptions to the chumra of Tosis. One is, what would happen if their owner would allow every single person in the world to use it? Something no one's machmir. That you are allowed to use. You are allowed to eat. The Shalmi and Demai talks about someone going past the fence. Is he allowed to break a bit of the fence? Of to use it as a whatever he wants to use. Do you want to use it for this piece of wood? Is he allowed to use it? The Shami says, yes, he is allowed to. Why? Because the person is not makbit to allow everyone. It's midas chasidus not to. Why? Because the Ferubin takes off, number one takes off a bit of the fence, number two will take it off, and before you know it, the third person will gradually disappear. But for example, you've got a leaf off a hedge. You want to kind of pull a leaf off, stop it like schmoozing on the outside. Like, I'd like to pull a leaf off a hedge, in water. Why? No one's makbid on it. You don't have to ask permission. And it really grows. Because on tape, put as many leaves off if you don't. It's the case of Sugya Balovis, where you have to take the Balovis without permission, based on this svara. Okay? I'm not going to discuss that now, but this is part of the Shaila, where you have to take the Balovis from a public area. Okay. That's one exception. Another exception is that even though the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down the Shach and he says that the Shach allows you to take someone else's permission if someone else's item, if you would ask him, he would say yes. That's not an halacha, we don't pass on the Shach. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if you want to use something as opposed to using up, if you want to eat his apple, eat his orange, have his coffee, that's called using up. But I don't want to use it, I just want to borrow it, I want to use it. His stamp's just ba'alma. I want to use it. I want to use it, that's better. That I can do. If I would ask him, he would say yes, then it would be mutter. Similar to the swab, nichle le'inesh le'me'ah v'mitzah b'mamoyine. The halach is, if you're stuck without a talis, even without tefillin, and you're in shul, you don't take your talis, you want to use someone else's talis, someone else's tefillin, you may do so. Why? I haven't asked him. So one svara could be that b'shati, because since it's only shtamshus, not using it up. You're not eating his matzah, you're not eating his hamantash, you're not eating, what you're doing is you're just using his item. That you may do so. If you would ask him, he would give it to you, you may do so. Therefore, there one can be makom and to use the coat in a situation where you are 100% with your asking and say yes. So for example, let's say Shimon is asking Shaila and he came to pick up his coat and there was not there, only Reuven was there, and Reuven was the one who touched his coat, Shimon's coat first, then you can be sure, and there were no circumstances Reuven would like to use his coat. If it was the other way around, you took it wrong, you took it first, and you by mistake took his coat, and you came home. Now you want to know, would he give you permission to use his coat? Not so straightforward. You took his coat, and he's left without a coat. Would he, is 100%, would you ask me to allow you? Perhaps. But not so straightforward. Perhaps. Perhaps it is a... perhaps he said, look, mistakes happen. Perhaps he will.
He's not sure, does he have to take it straight back?
Okay, doesn't have time to get to that. Two points I want to mention, that even if we're going to use this svara, that you're allowed to use it, well, let's just go over, we mentioned three svaras. Let's just recap what we discussed. You come after doubling to fetch your coat and it's gone, and there's another coat left, which is identical, are you allowed to take it? So from learning Shulchan Aruch in Sim Kuf Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, Sif Beis would appear no. Again, we're talking about a case where it's a decision, not yours. If it was yours, it may be yours. We haven't managed to discuss that. We won't manage to discuss this now. It's certainly not yours. So we mentioned three svaras to be made. Number one, we mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan svara that Galosh is you're allowed to switch. We discussed whether that applies to our circumstances. Number two, we mentioned the swara of that person has to pay rent for you for using your item, so perhaps you can use his item as payment collecting rent, which we discussed. Is he liable to pay rent? Would he be happy to pay rent? Would he be happy to pay with this? Maybe prefer to pay money. And the third swara is that would you ask him? He would say yes. Therefore, you may do so on that assumption, even though we haven't yet asked him. There could be a difference whether he took your code, you took his. Two caveats on this point. One is that even if you're allowed to take it, you know it's not yours. If you, after a few years, you're still using it and you haven't found the owner, now you want to throw it away, that's not yours. It's not yours. So you still have to know, you have to make a note of the details. You have to treat it as a Shabbos Aveda. You've got this item.
You've lost a few years at Miyash.
It doesn't have to be Surah or Seviyah. The Yush doesn't have once it's got the Yush. You got it before Yush, doesn't have. Therefore, you have to keep a cheshbon of what you have to keep, record the details, how much it's worth and you found it, the value, and your simonim, and then do whatever called Munach Hashiyah Valiyah. What are the halacha? If it's a talis, these things happen, talis, shul. Also, it may be allowed to use it, but it may not be allowed to make a bracha on it. The possum say, even a nichel in the unish may have a mitzvah of mine, it may not be yours to make a bracha. For talis to make a bracha, a bracha has to be on yours. It has to be yours, that lechem. And it's not yours, that you may not be able to make a bracha. Tfilin, you're allowed to make a bracha because it doesn't have to be yours. Talis has to be yours.
If I put my talis underneath my desk and in my bag, is that not...
Okay, we can't go into all the cases now. Just want to one more point. Of course, you have to know a lot of the shovels are there. Don't apply. You have to hang a notice up. But so we're focused on this specific point where you took an item which is not yours, or you're allowed to use it. Yeah. And we mentioned the various swaras. So it depends on the circumstances.
Work out. Can't say your case not there. What do you do? No. So, yes or no?
If you can be sure that the person denied to use it.
Don't have business. But
most people, you have to leave people, most people are not kept on it. The Yiddish and the Shama, and he took yours, then you can assume he would allow you to use his. Not forever, you have to go and follow it up. But for the time being, you're stuck. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Y